Hi, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Pressing the pause button to create a genuine space within which to reflect is of great benefit. I love the way Scripture informs us that Jesus' mother Mary, finding herself in a unique situation from the Annunciation onward, took all the unusual interruptions in her life and pondered them in her heart. Again, a useful practice commended by David Steindl Rast is to make deliberate points of pausing between closing out the day and climbing into bed, then using that pause to review the day that has passed. This deliberate pause is to stop so as to reflect. Then, whilst stopped, much as when about to cross a road, to look. Looking back over the day, I consider where I was surprised, where and when I'd noticed God in the many moments that I've now left in my wake. Some days I find the days sped past me and I can hardly recall not only where the time went, but where I was throughout that time. Did my day have hold of me, or did I have hold of my day? In the spring, I purchased a hand mower for the lawn. I remembered with pleasure pushing my dad's old Ransom mower to cut the lawn at the first family home I remember. Even then, I found the gentle sound of the drive chain and the swish of the cutting blade strangely comforting. I wasn't too sure if I had the strength or if the lawn was too large for a manual mower, but the adverts described them as suitable for a small garden of half an acre. Well, the oratory is not that big, so I unpacked and assembled with more excitement than seemed appropriate, set the blades and began to cut. Well, what a joy. This has now been incorporated into my summer contemplative practice. Daily, when not raining, I run the mower over the lawn. Great exercise and a great deliberate interruption in my day to stop and to look over the hours that preceded this deliberate interruption. Sometimes, as I look across all the moments that preceded this pause, I recognize something that at the time I hurried by. Now I recall its significance or beauty. In my haste, I'd missed an encounter with God. On reflection, I recall the moment and acknowledge my regret that I didn't pause long enough to enjoy it. Like the older couple laughing in a coffee shop, or the squirrel perched on an old tree stump, having uncovered a nut buried long ago. Just as he now enjoyed his long-lost treasure, so I eventually draw some nourishment from recognizing the presence of God at points within my day. This deliberate pause offers me the opportunity to wake up to what I've experienced of God in my day now past. Failure to stop and look means that such moments are lost forever. Pausing, looking, and pursuing the recollection gives me much to ponder within my heart at the close of my day. As we enter into the God space today, it's a simple practice. Take a time that suits your rhythm and stop, look, and pursue the remembrance of God from your past day. It nurtures hope and faith. Amen. Much like Mary, there are many things I note and ponder in my heart. Now please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.